Good morning now to James Carlton. James, what's in the headlines this morning?
Good morning to you, Ellen. Well, we've got the Courier Mail saying the knockabout Aussie culture has been replaced by healthy, wealthy and wine. Larrikins to whinges, traditional mainstream values drowned out by the handout culture. They're talking about the reaction to the budget and the same reaction in different words from Tony Shepherd, the Audit Commission chief, who hits back at the budget critics. Canberra Times, budget hostility sad, says auditor. Protest is too narrow. The Sydney Morning Herald, stop your complaints, says budget architect. I like this one. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie had exclusive after-hours access to Dreamworld four times during their stay and didn't pay a cent. Mr. and Mrs. Freebie. No wonder Bradgelina enjoyed the Gold Coast. The Daily Telegraph calls them Stingelina. What about earn or learn? The Hobart Mercury has a new take. Abbott's tough love stance on our young unemployed. Learn, earn or leave.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Prime Minister says if young unemployed Tasmanians move to the mainland to find a job, it's not, quote, the worst outcome in the world. Libs take money off mafia man. The suspected mafia godfather of Melbourne, unnamed in the article, attended a Liberal Party fundraiser at the last election. And focus shifts to asylum backlog, says The Australian. Faster and system to clear 25,000 claims. As a Kadelka cartoon has a picture of an asylum seeker family. Just our luck to be the only people the government kept its promises to. That's the papers this morning, Ellen.
Thank you very much, James.